This is okay. All right, let's say this. So, taking over for Miller for a bit. So he said, he told me you finished that Reish Gimel Ches. So we'll just do Ches quickly. Go on to Reish Dalet. But Tznon, Varchalav, Varpri, Ha'adama. The question here by Tznon is that it used to be that the Tznon would get, if it stays in the ground, would get inedible. It would get extremely hard and woody, and then we get it edible. Now the Tznon that we have nowadays is a different type, I guess, a different type, that they don't turn hard as far as I know. The issue with the Tznon is that it gets, it's a diet of the people want to eat it when it's young, not when it's old. So the question is that it really a fruit? So that's why the Gemara says it's okay. one other question to talk about is with radishes, if they're very sharp, if they're edible or not. Yeah, we don't eat a lot of radishes, there's many different types. We only end up with like some small red ones, but other parts of the world, there's black ones, there's this, and there's a whole discussion in the posting, which if it's too sharp, it's this. But anything which is like overly sharp, and as a general rule, overly sharp and overly bitter, overly whatever, if only a person can barely eat it, then you make shahakal on that. I did see that the Piskei Tshuva was kind of that the chili peppers, you make shahakal because they're too hot. But if you speak to any Sephardi, Sephardi or Israeli or whatever, or from LA or whatever, so, you know, peppers are, hot peppers are good. They enjoy it, so I guess he's a Chassidish Yid and doesn't really enjoy it. But, Chopanim, he's make, passionate to make Hadamah on it. And Reish Dalet. This is all the Dinei of Shahakol, so just go through it quickly. Al Davar Shei Gidulim in Aretz, some Gizak Gidulim in Aretz, Yom Basar Behema Chayev Ha'ov. The Tosfos says, even though they eat grass and they're sustained from the land, that's not called gidulim in haaretz. It's only something which actually grows on the ground. Dagi meitzim chalav gvina upas sheipsha. Now, cases of food which was miskalkel, which spoiled or became moldy or rotten, things like that. So upas, which is a bit moldy, you make shahakol tavshu shenishtana tzaroso. You know, you left in the summer, you left the chones out overnight, let's say Shabbos, and it doesn't look so great, but you're hungry. Yeah, so you make shahakel, miskalkel, menayvelos are dates which they got burnt. They got burnt in the sun on the tree and fell down. Not so edible. It's not the main fruit. In tvarim shebishtal misfarfen hachom biyopshu al govai on locusts, which we don't eat, but akopane in the shaila and the gemara, since locusts are simen klala, so should you make a bracha on a bechlal? The answer is yes. Al melach, al mei melach, if you eat salt or salt water, al marak, on meat soup is the pshat over here. We'll get vegetable soup is in Reish Hay. The al kamein, a pitrios, on truffles, a kamein or truffles, which they don't have so much of it here in Europe, they're more a thing, you find them under the ground, some sort of fungus, I don't know, whatever, pitrios. The al kora, shurach, and tosif, v'ilam, cholshana, shakorin, palmetto, which I know the Miller spoke about the Korah, since there's two reasons by Korah, because it's one is that you don't want to ruin the tree. If you take the heart out of the palm, you ruin the tree. And two is that it's not really a fruit. There is the shaila nowadays, which Pesach can bring up, is that since now that heart of palm has become a crop for like Costa Rica, I don't know exactly where, Ecuador or something like that, they grow they specifically grow little palm trees, a whole orchard of them or whatever, to take out the heart of palm. So
they're destroying the tree
but it's planted for that.
Right, it's planted for that.
So some say it's Haldama, but since it's a suffix, before you just make shahakal, because the maisa, it's hard to be pushed with the shadow. Like fanim on like grape leaves or whatever, shkedim, mesukim, sheoichon, sankshim, rakim, v'tipeyim. You don't. It's not the general way you eat it, but if you shkedim with the when they're unripe with the shell, al chaziz, van hay, v'ushachas, al kara chaya on like raw pumpkin or something, al kimcha dasari on a barley flour, al sheikhar tamarim, date beer, sheikhar saorim. Regular beer, and the issue with Tosis says that it's a Tosis really who says that even if there's enough barley in the beer that it's so much it's like kazayis tichlius pras. But since the and the nefesh make mazonos, Lamai says is that since it's made for a drink, and that's a kavana for a drink, therefore you only make shahakol. Lamai is the orange or vashel lechola, some sort of barley juice, whatever. Well, isvei the davra on wild flowers, wild plants. If you decide to eat them, she'inam nizroim. They're weeds and stuff that people sometimes do eat and gather, and they're edible. Still, the shahakol because they're not planted. Of sheves shekorin anito, and it's an it's anise seed. Kamon mekazbor. The time of eating lola achila. Now, I'm not talking about people where people eat that you buy the kuzbara. Could be talking about the seeds, the coriander seeds, which are ground up. They're not made for. They're made for spice. Al chometz she'eru b'mayim, ad shemori lishtois v'rach shahakol. That if you put chometz in, let's say nowadays it's a popular, not popular, but the people have apple cider vinegar. It became very much in style. That helps different things. Haka helps different things. I find it helps with sore throats and stuff. But if you go ahead and you have to dilute it, otherwise it's mazik. So then you make shahakol if you enjoy it, which I don't know if you enjoy it, but av shemori lishtos, meaning you just
I drink it straight. I love it.
Okay, so that's the base. So then that's shahakol. Al chometz levados if base says enavar plumeshu maziko. But like I said, if you want to get rid of a sore throat, sometimes more pain than more gain. I don't know. Reche chala if it's this is chometz yain. If it smells like vinegary, the tama chamer, but it tastes okay. Chamer, but it's still considered wine. Uvavar chalvo priar gofen, and you say vori priar gofen. Kol shib nei adam. Nimnaim lishtoso. Anything a person wouldn't drink because of it's very too sharp. Aim of arachelav orpiyah gafen el shahakol. If the wine is a very sharp wine, then you make shahakol. I don't know about brandy and stuff. I didn't look into, but the part people drink it. You know, if it's a very strong one, and even that, I think that most alcohols people drink. It's a normal thing to drink, so you make shahak. You would make a gofen. It's derived. I'm not sure the actual bracha. I have to look it up. Shirmiyayin v'varach aleim borpi gofen. If you have sediment, wine sediment, which in the drink that you make for pure gofen, nasa, if you pour water in to make some sort of like grape juice or something, or wine juice, in nasa shlosha midos mayim atza arba, you put in three parts and then you found, and it turns into fourth, meaning the fourth of it is the shmarim, havele kiyayin mozug, that's like regular wine, uvarak for pure gofen. The machaber holds that you can dilute wine through three parts to one, and that still hagafen. Anything more than that will be diluted and will be shahakol.
It's brandy shahakol, by the way.
Oh, okay.
Is that talking about dilutions of nowadays?
So we'll get there in a second.
Cognac also
shahakol. Shahakol, okay.
So you were correct in the fact that they're changing it.
In matzah pachos, if you find less than that, apavishesh alutam yayin. It even tastes like wine. Ki yuva ba'almahu ve'enam avarachel shahakol. It's just a taste. V'hainu ve'yeno shalahem shayir chazaki. But that's the wine which was in time of Chazal, which were much stronger. V'yeno shalahem shayinam chazaki kolkach. They're not as strong, or as concentrated, or whatever you want to say. Afilu rama tlosa yasa arba eino avarachel b'vir gafen. It's too diluted. Nirish b'shayim b'shir shemayiz v'yayim shabaosa makom. However, people usually mozik wine now in that place. According to the Machaber, nowadays, you know, if the I don't know if it's watered down or not, but if you put water in, it already starts diluting it. So according to the Machaber, you know, unless you put like a little bit in, it's a shaila of a bracha. The Rama holds until six, meaning one and five and five. You know, you have one six wine. And the rest water would be still be hagafen. Anything more than that is a shahakol. There is a discussion about that like grape juice, like putting water in grape juice, because anyway, if it's the cheap grape juice, anyway, there's water in, and they put extra water in, it's basically mevatel it, as is the shayla. But in ketem or something, which is grape juice and grape juice concentrate, it's still grape juice. You put water in. So they say, you know, if it still tastes strong, then that would be, then that you know, that's a shaila. Say if it's more than half, if you want to dilute it, you would put half a cup of water and half a cup of grape juice, then that would be enough to make shahakol. What they say is don't get into shailas either just or with wine also, just make hagafen. And if you really want to dilute it, then, you know, first take a little bit of regular wine, make hagafen, and then dilute it. Or dilute it enough so that it's like, you know, ketzi, it's like, you know, it's like half and half, or more than half and half. So then it's definitely both.
In that situation, you can
have
shahakol on the second drink.
No.
Hagafen
pasul.
Add your water to it, and then you're
fine. Yeah, that's what it is. Tamid, she'osim mechatzanim on the seeds or the skins, and they put water on it. Dinam kishmarin, and they ferment it. It's called mead. It's like shmarin. Anyway, she'nedzu bakor. That's only if it's pressed. About im nituchu el beregel, if it's stomped, a field nuts and shlosha midos mayim lamatza el shlosha. Even if you go ahead and you put water in and you find it didn't grow. Usually, the sign if it grows, the signs that some of the wine or juice came out of the grapes or with grape skins, and it added to it, so it's like wine. But alkalpanim. But if it's stomped, even if you find the same amount, then it doesn't make a difference. You say hagafen sheyayin hu. It's considered yayin. But mayin nivlayin bezagim. The what happened to the water? Even though yes, what happened was the water displaced the wine or the grape juice inside the skin. So even though you come out with the same amount, but it just switched places, and that's enough wine. Let's say you had the seeds or whatever, and you pour water on that, and you put in also to make it a stronger flavor. Like we had in Reish Beis, it talks about putting sheikhar te'inim inside wine, that they come up with a similar flavor. Even if you have rove, put a couple te'inim into most of the seeds. The tannin that add a lot to it, but ain't the varach where pierre goffin, because now it's since it's not the seeds don't have a lot of juice, and the tannin add a lot of flavor, so therefore it's like some sort of mixture, and it doesn't really actually call, we all can't actually call that wine. Hashayis amayim letzavo, someone who drinks water because he's thirsty, varach shahakol ulaach varach nefashas rabos avayim chankote. Umsa, he's choking on something or whatever, he's phlegma, shasam, ayin lahavir umsa, ein avarach lefarim lelachar. That was a discussion about what's called a tzamim, what's called thirsty. You know, obviously a person's thirsty, it's obvious you make a shahakal, although I do know people who are always worried, they're very nervous people, maybe I'm not thirsty, maybe I'm, you know, but as long as you get hanaf in the water, you make shahakal. The question they added on, if you're taking a pill, if taking water, just take a pill, you don't make shahakol unless you're thirsty. If you go ahead and you drink, the question the poskim brought talk about, if you're drinking because you're worried you're going to get dehydrated, or is that considered, you make shahakol? Let's say you're drinking before fast. So the thing is that if you're like filling yourself up, you know, like a gas tank, you know, before the fast with water. So at a certain point, you know, just one more cup, that you're not going to make shahakol because you're not getting enough from that. If it's a hot day and you know you're going to be, you know, you're taking an extra cup so you won't be thirsty in 10 minutes, you know, 20 minutes. So then they say that could be is enough to make a bracha because it's really, that's actually for something to be thirsty. Not that you're worried that you're going to make it through a fast. In general, if a person drinks water for any other reason, if he's not thirsty, drink a cup of Coke before or something, and then he's not thirsty, he's drinking water and his mouth out or whatever, that you don't make any bracha on. Kol ha'ochlim v'mashkim she'adam oichal v'shoyse l'refuah. Anything you drink for refuah, im tamam tov v'achet nene mehem, if they taste good and the in your tongue, you know, it enjoys it. Even if you're drinking for refuah, you still make a bracha. For example, so I have a question about akamoli, you know, for kids. So some of my kids, like, ugh, they hate it.
Yeah.
It's awful, but it has a taste.
So
just as bad.
It's not intended to be bad.
Mamish, like my kids, with full temper tantrums.
Yeah.
I mean, usually kids love medicine here at Eretz Yisrael. Acrimony is terrible.
Yeah, they have different flavors, they're like different things. So the thing is, like, I was just bringing up a shaila. Is the ma'is is I still think you make a bracha because if I don't like the taste of something, let's say you serve me fish, whatever it is, I don't like the taste of fish, but I'm eating it anyway. Lachar, you still like a bracha. Even if you detest it, because...
So then why wouldn't it fall under spices which you don't make a bracha on at all?
It's not spices, because this is the actual food. Just because you don't like it, I don't think it goes after the dasa adam.
Food? It's made out of chalk.
No, what?
Most of the binders used in medication...
Forget medicine. I'm talking some general shiloh.
You don't like the taste of it.
I was going back to that.
Yeah, okay. The medicine, that's the thing with medicine. It's a flavor. You know, it's an artificial flavor, which, truth is, it's a lot of petal taste, it's just because the kid doesn't like it, because it's a bit of odd. But there is medicines which they try to flavor, which are actually quite awful, so fine, that could be not. But it's made the intention to actually taste good, and some kids, like most kids like it, some kids don't, and I still think you make shahakol. Haga inansu lecho olishtos. Someone forces someone to eat. Afagav dehech denemi manu enu mevarchal of hola bananas alkach. Since they force him, a lot of people argue on the Ramah. So what's in between that? We'll see some tests. Afal maichal amashu shel isur bnei asakana pikuach nefesh or on Yom Kippur nagid or something like that. Mevarchal of tchila basof, and you do make a bracha on it, kecholos. So they asked on the Ramah, what's between the siftes and at oynis also? Choli is also considered oynis, and you still make a bracha. So some say the tribe in the Ramah is that it's from a case of force feeding. Now I don't know about feeding tubes. I don't think it even goes in the person's mouth. So
it's not
derech achilah. So you wouldn't make a bracha on that. But if someone had to force feed someone, with a baby for whatever reason. And I guess that would be the one I was talking about, that even though you get hana from it, but it, since you're being forced, it's not, you don't want to eat, so it doesn't, it's considered onus, and you're potter from a bracha, bring a riot from the rash, it's really a rash, but they bring a riot, they bring a riot from the case of Amisha and Sue, someone who's man and a woman, and it says, t'chlasa b'oin and sofa b'rotzon. But Achopadim, since even though she gets Hana, but since she was Nanas, and since the Ratzon at the end was Oines, so therefore we consider the whole thing Oines. Even over here, the Pshat in the Ramah, even though they get Hana, but since the Haskalah was Oines, the Hana is not really considered actual Hana. It's forced Hana, it's not Hana. Achomayichal, if I did that. Dvash Dvarim, Arayu Kishar Dvash in Mavarachal El Shahakol. Dvash Dvarim is like Dvash Dvarim, which then you make Shahakol. Chabushim, Gindas, of Vradim, quinces, have to be cooked. Gindas, I don't know what it is. Vradim, Usharmini Paris, or Sonish of Rakachim, but Dvash, you candy them in order to eat them. You fire them up in sugar or honey. A Paris, or Savim, Hain Iker. Even though you're candy them and you're making into a candy, the pears and yasodim are still the ikar, even if it's a candy, but dvash tofel. Filo hem ketushim beyoisa, even if you chop it up and you make it into a really large, it's a large candy, it's still make kaldama on it, since it's the ikar. Hilchach, bevarach al chabushim meginas bori priya eitz, the al asavim bori priya adama, v'al shal vradim bori priya adama. What's the chiluk? The question is either that the main fruit of a rose is not, the rose bush is not petals, even though people eat the petals, but can eat the petals. They are edible, just people eat rosebud, people don't usually eat them. But they are edible. However, some of the Marigola says maybe the child also is a rose bush is thorny, it's like a thorn bush, so you shouldn't make a bracha on something that comes from a thorn bush. Whatever. Any concoction which most healthy people don't drink, you make shahakol, even if any of these power drinks or you make these you know, vegetable stuff and all these things, whatever. If it's made for refuah to, you know, strengthen a person, whatever these things you make, you would make shahakol on. Koshu ikur imo tfeila, anything. So now we're getting to, I think, a little haskala of the din, a little bit of din of ikur and tafel. This is one. There's another two places it comes up. There's a whole sin in Mishadalef. Comes up in Reish Ches. Just a very bekitzer. There's three types of issues with ikur v'tafel. One is a tarobis, a mixture of different things together, like a fruit cocktail or something like stir fry, something like cholent. There's the issue of, and Mishadalef, it talks about if you have two different foods and one is mishamish the other one. That's a Mishad Aleph more. And then there's also the Mishad talks about the Kol Sheyeshvo. If you have a tarobis and you put, and it could be here, it's also mashma, a bit like that, and you put in flour or something like that in it, so then that becomes the ikur because it's made, that's what's filling, and the chashivas of mazonos is, what makes everything into mazonos. So Kol Sheyeshvo ikur v'imo tfeila, anything which is ikur, it has tfeila within mevarach ala ikur poter as a tfeila. You make a bracha on the ikur, and then you poter the tfeila. So even if you want to go ahead and take a bit of the tfeila, you're not supposed to, the bulk of the bracha is gone. So even if you want to take a piece of the tfeila, make a bracha on it, you can't make a bracha on it. You still make the bracha on, generally the shear is rove. That's the basic shear. We'll get into other issues, but generally the shear is rove. Let's say you take a spoon and there's always one piece of the spoon, like fruit cocktail. Generally the rove is pineapple, at least here, and then they have some other fruit mixed in. So if if every spoonful is pineapple, so the rove would be haldama. If you wanted to take a peach out or whatever they have in the fruit cocktail, that's a shayla. Whether if it's separated, then you eat it separately, fine. But if you take a peach out of the mixture, so then you can't, you don't make aids on it because the bracha is the bracha, if you made adama, the bracha patters it. And there's a chayyoda which says that big pieces is never bottle, whatever. So that you always make a bracha on like there's like big chunks.
They have to be substantially discernible.
Yeah, like a piece of meat in the cholent or vegetables in the soup.
Not a mushroom.
Yeah, no, like a big chunk, a potato, something like that. Then you would make a separate bracha on that. The whole davar shemarvino, so the davik. However, if you put something in to stick it together or make it a different consistency, or could it litain, make it creamy, something like that. Could it litain reyach? Or to make it smell better, make it smell good. Okay, let's boar hatafshil. Let's say you put the beets in to make it red. Erez tfeila. That's even if it's rove, it's still considered tfeila. Well, even erez eliting tamet harobis, if it also adds flavor, then arehu ikur. Then that is the ikur. Fichach minei dvashim vashim leisanosim mehem chelav chita. If they go ahead and making candy and you put in like gluten or something, you put in some sort of wheat in there, kleila davik, like the licorice, or Twizzlers, as now many people know as Twizzlers, they don't know licorice so much, but kopanim, they put it in to stick it together. Because there, the making the sugar, or the sweets, or whatever, that's the ikur, and the what's it called is just to stick it together. If you do put it in and adds flavor, so then it is the ikur of zoinus. Even as long as the stuff is actually there and it gives flavor and it's a davar choshev, then you make a bracha on that. But spices that you put inside some sort of dish, you make a bracha. They're bottled in miyut, even though they give tam, that tam is not ikir. Anything you have a suffix in the bracha, yivarach shehakol. Rava says that what do you do if you don't know the bracha? So Rava says, go learn the other hilchos brachos. if after you learn Hilchos Brachos, you still don't know the Arachal, then you can make Shahakal. But someone who doesn't know anything, you know, just you tell him, oh, well, just make Shahakal. You don't know it's an apple. I know what the Bracha on an apple is. Shahakal. And you can't do it. Shahakal is only a bit of a Bracha if, like I said, it's a Machokas and Poskim. Is this, yeah, you know, so then you go by the lesser Bracha. If you have no idea what Bracha to make on this fruit, then you can, and then it's hard to know the Metzius, then you make Shahakal. We'll stop here. Fine, you know, the next thing is a bit long, so we'll stop here. And we'll continue Reishmei.
Sholent is not so pashut.
Hmm?